You're listening to Midnight Radio Show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
It happens. We're not proud.
It's always midnight somewhere in the vasty endlessness of the space-time continuum. So here we are. And last we left off in our stories. Which story, you ask? We've been bouncing around the galaxy for so long. We've been to Seattle. We've been to Shell. We've been to where to next? Plains of Old Bell. We've been there too, ridden the trains. Have we journeyed yet to the planet Bell? I don't think so, not yet. Or what about New Bell?
Who? Oh, 102? Okay, my bad.
But you know, I forgot. We're still in the J line. We haven't left, have we?
Where's the one?
Where's the five?
Okay.
Finally, I'm not the only one who takes up half the dance floor. with all my limbs. You with all your tentacles. Me, I know it frightens some people, but now that you're in the J-Y, I know that nobody minds you with all those sharp, pointed teeth. Don't worry, baby. Just dance. It's fine. Ain't nobody mind in the J-Y. Ain't nobody mind, you got a lot of eyelashes. Slap them eyelashes out on the dance floor. Oh yeah, you wanna play? Grab an instrument, honey. Ain't nobody stopping you. Not here, not in the J-Y. Play some music on dance floor and stage. really all you need is a I mean, a place to chill and rest in between all of these things. So I have to rest occasionally. Really. Dance floor, backstage. What else do you need, really? I mean, that's all, right? I mean, it's J-Y, baby. It's J-Y.
J-Y.
Myself sitting on the knee of these gigantic mountainous beings, these ancients, and they said, this is why they gather. They gather here. They will come, and you have to welcome them, because this is what we're teaching you. To be here, you have to welcome them, and let them be how they're going to be. We're not going to be here, but we're going to be here still. our spirits will always be here, and that's what's going to allow this to happen. And we're going to say, we're telling you, they're going to come here because they're lost. But the thing is, once they come here, they're not lost anymore. They're found. They're the lost and found. All at once and never again. And they said this to me, and I was nothing but a pebble myself. Barely an ear to hear them, but I remember because it's etched in me. And as those ancients swelled and expanded, they became the ring. They became the ring that we depend upon, that we look to. They are the ring. I look to them and I say, thank you, ancients. Thank you, ancestors, for gathering us all here, for creating this place for us to be. Thank you for letting us be lost and found all at once, all again, and never again. And they look at us and they say, don't worry, this is your tribe. This is your ring. Your ring. You are married to all of us and all of them. All who are lost and found, they are your kin. You are here in the right place. You'll never be lost, because you are found. And this ring is our embrace.
It's a hug. It's a giant hug. You're here now. That's what they say. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is blinking. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is blinking. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is strobing. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is clinking. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is familiar to me. Sometimes the light of the galaxy is unfamiliar to me. Sometimes I know where I'm going. Sometimes I don't.
So many people, they come here, they're searching. 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 What are they looking for? What are they searching for? Do you know?
Well, many experts theorize that what attracts so many wanderers, ramblers, and rootless types to the JY is a magnetic attraction caused by the star, which is a very peculiar type of centrifugal force that makes it possible for many celestial and demi-celestial bodies to orbit this star in the same orbital ring. Now, unlike many other planetary units in this cosmos, the JY affords the traveler the opportunity to jump between diverse arrays of homular units with a very small leeway of travel time. Which means, in layman's terms, you don't need to order an interstellar taxi to get from point A to point B. You can just hop on a little ship. In fact, there are some daredevil types in the JY who like to use basically fancy trampolines to jump from one planet or hunk of junk to the next. This means that many people come to the JY for its rich sense of culture, but also its rich sense of wanderlust and traveler types. There's not a lot of people who settle down in the JY. When you're in the JY, you're on the move. So, psychologically and geographically, it makes sense. There are so many people who would come there for such reasons as to figure themselves out, to find something they feel is missing in their lives, to find a little bit of space to sleep and figure it out in their dreams.
Nap pods.
Nap pods. Nap pods. Which brings me to my favorite destination in the JY. The spa. The JY spa. Not everyone in the JY even knows about the JY spa. It's a little bit of a hush-hush little pod in the cluster that is known for its illicit sales. So you only go to this cluster if you're looking for the wrong kind of interaction or a monetary exchange of an illegal variety, right? But within this cluster, there is a perfectly legal and acceptable and wonderful first-class, galaxy-class spa with celestial lava pools and amethyst caverns where they heat it up with rocks that have been cooking at the planet's core. Planet in the JY. So there's maybe I shouldn't blab too much about it.
But oh,
if you want to find it, you have to seek it out for yourself. I'm not gonna tell you any more details.
Am I gonna have to find a Sherpa?
Hmm.
Is that like guarded? I mean, usually the best places are, it's so exclusive. I mean, I guess you gotta be in with the JY crew, like, you know, really in with the crew. But, man, it sounds nice. Do you have to bathe in volcanic mud? Can you do that?
Sure can.
Man,
I wouldn't call it a galaxy glass spa otherwise.
I sure would like to exfoliate. Man, I got layers of moon dust that cross the galaxy. Love to scrub that stuff off. You can't just stick your toe in the JY. You gotta be all in.
Yeah, you gotta bathe with the whole body in the JY.
That's right. You gotta shake it in the JY.
You gotta dance with the whole body in the JY.
That's it. Ankles, toes, no, that ain't gonna do it for you.
Not just a finger or a flipper.
No pinkies. No opposable thumbs. Prehensile tails.
You know what they say, bring some KY if you're going to the JY.
Oh, yeah.
You want to keep it lubricated. You got to keep it lubricated in the JY.
That's the JY.
You don't want to be dry in the JY.
Gotta get your J in the JY. Get your KY in the JY. You gotta do your thing. You gotta hustle. You gotta shake your thing in the JY.
Shake your thing in the JY. Shake your thing in the JY. Shake your thing in the JY. Shake your thing in the JY. Shake your thing in the JY.
Can't get enough? Well, good, because there's more to come. Stick around. See what it's all about.
Shake your thing in the JY. Let's do it again.
Gotta get your fill. Take a spill, but get your fill in the JY, that's right. You don't cry over spills in the JY, that's right. Because you know what? Because it's a blessing. You're feeding the rocks,
and then evaporates and goes into the sky, goes into the clouds, and it's going to rain down on you. Mm. So beautiful. JY ecosystem is a lovely thing, because every puff puff pass does not, it lasts. It lasts forever.
Oh.
That's right. That's a circle's, you know, the cumulonimbus is quite nimble to tickle you.
Cumulonimbus.
Right, when you need it. When you need it. It's a great thing.
Maybe that explains it all.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, I don't know, I've heard people talk about the happiest place on Earth, but I think they're mistaken unless they're talking about the JY.
Isn't the JY its own planet?
That's right. When people spill what they thrill by, people just laugh. Because it's going to come back again. Oh, yeah. Those rockasite people, they rub it in their rocks and they go, oh, thank you. Does me quite well, thank you. Like I said, then it heats up, sizzles up, goes to the clouds, gets in the clouds, comes down, rains down on us. That's right, when rain comes in the JY, just hold your head back. Say, oh, man, that's going to save me a little bit in my pocket. Thank you, JY. Thank you, ancestors. You really showed us a good time. Just when I was having a bad day, JY rained on me. Blessings. Nothing but blessings. You know what the clouds are. Clouds are spectacular beings sharing their bodies with us in the way that they know how. Breathe in when you see a cloud. Breathe in. Pucker up and then breathe in. That's right. Those beings love to be kissed and then drawn into your body. A little orgy that we have in JY.
Yeah. Breathe in. JY rain. Nothing but blessings. JY rain. Nothing but blessings. I mean, there's music everywhere in the JY. From the clouds to the rhythm and the smile. Flowing past our window. Flowing past our window. Such a joy to find. Get your sustenance. Dinner time. Dinner time. Time to get some sustenance.
What's for dinner in the JY?
For dinner in the JY, they have some excellent chefs. Yes, I do. We've baked all kinds of goodies for us. I'm not sure exactly what I have to go find out, I think.
That's one of the things I love about the JY, you know? Chefs bring their best. Everybody, you know, it's what moves your palate, you know? Like, where's that herb from? What kind of spice is that? Sure smells good. Yeah. I mean, sometimes don't ask too many questions. But you know what? It'll do you right.
Oh, yeah. It's made with love.
That's right.
That's what counts.
Made with music.
The taste that motivates. That's good stuff.
Made with music. And on that note, my loves, I think we should take a little breather, take a little moment, and put some sustenance in our faces.
You're in the Midnight Kitchen with Midnight Radio Show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. space pirates, traveling from one hub to the next. But I hear the Zephyr is shipping out soon. They might be headed to a location on this map. Prepared before you travel to the Thori Rule Circle. You know, the authorities, this is all under their control, this solar system, and so there's no magic allowed. I mean, you can still have a lot of fun there, but so far as magic and magical creatures, it's all very black market stuff. They don't abide by that sort of thing. Planets are organized and named in a nice big circle because it's the Thori Rule Circle. Aegis is our castles and horses and gowns. Very medieval. Bukti is pretty much a planet of libraries. Library is a temple. Nobody really travels from one place to another in Bukti, but they all have a lot of books, and their books travel between all of their vast and endless libraries, crisscrossing all the way across the globe. Then there's Kluwo. It's just hills, grass, over the hills and far away, dairy farms on the cliffs overlooking the sea. Dimvi. Jetpacks, and they fly about to their tall, sparkling, pointy, and often green skyscrapers. But between the clusters of the skyscrapers, it's just flat. So flat. Not a mountain on the entire world. Inu. Completely covered in glass. Well, the air outside the glass isn't exactly friendly, if you know what I mean. So they all live in glass bubbles, in glass boxes, in greenhouses. Fuxa is a jungle, swamp. Everyone lives on boats. There's no solid ground whatsoever. It's just water and mud. And green things growing out of the water and mud. Jippy. Jippy is bright lights, big city. Very dark there. For some reason, the sun doesn't make its way through there. Ozone. But they make up for it as best they can. And then last but not least, Hukos. Just one great big vacation. Castles that are spas and more spas. Floor shows and cabarets and more spas, relaxation centers, various therapies and treatments of every kind you could imagine in the entire galaxy. As much as most of the galaxy looks down on the Thori Rule Circle for being under authority rule, it's true We all still model our spas after the spas of Hugues. The final world in this sector. They just call it the A. And it's not really a planet at all. In fact, it's a ship. It's just a giant planet-shaped ship that patrols its planets, its solar system, monitoring magic. Monitoring magic and travel. You have to be very careful when you travel here. They try to keep strict borders. But we are pirates after all.
It's weird living half your life on a spaceship when you spent the first third of it on a boat. I grew up in a little sandbar in the southern quadrant of Foxa, and I don't know what, I think it was my dad and mom and second mom were, they were all like working on some weird barge startup, and they had gotten in to this little flotilla neighborhood, and all the other boats were so much nicer. And I remember looking at all the different shapes and colors and accelerators and displacers, and you know, it didn't even occur to me that, you know, we should be shy or ashamed that our boat was smaller. I just know that our boat was different, and everyone else's boats were different. And I remember, even as I was a little kid, saying that I wanted to know why and how everyone's boats were different. And so, eventually, when I was about 13, when we were doing the Second Son, there was like this... You know how they would make you reach into the seaweed, and then you'd pull out the shell, and then that shell would tell you what you were supposed to, you know, who you were supposed to study under for the next 8 months. Well, I got the shipbuilder, and I studied with him for about 4 months before my mom got sick, and there was this one word that came, and there was a beautiful map. And it showed every boat that he had built and every boat, you know, that his teacher, that she had built. And there was a map of this boat that they had never completed, and it was called the Scarlet Runner. And I asked him what a runner was, and he told me a runner was the thread that connects the two main fins to the back, and it's basically like a pre-rudder. And he said that there was actually another word that runner meant, and that was something that goes along the ground. And I asked him, you know, like, the ground, because the ground that we were on was the floor of the boat. But he said, no, there's a ground. There's actually plants that grow along the floor of the earth, but not the floor of the sea, and not in the swamp, but actually on the land. And that there's actually places where there is nothing growing. There's just land. And he tried to explain the way if you looked out, you know, when you get up past the bay and you just see water before the next inlet, he's like, imagine if it's just that, but you can walk on it, just like it was a boat. And then a couple weeks later, when I was working in the model lab, he said, now imagine what you could build if you had solid ground. And I gotta say, that was probably the hardest day of my life. Because after that, I realized that I knew nothing about the galaxy. And I knew nothing about anything that I hadn't experienced. And maybe that's everyone. But I wanted to know about every little boat. And I wanted to know why this was that way and why that was that way. And suddenly I was faced with this reality that I didn't even know how other people lived if they didn't live on a boat. I mean, I knew that not every place was only water, but the idea that they didn't have flotillas, they had neighborhoods, they didn't have slipstreams, they had roads or paths or even just open fields that you could bushwhack through. And so that's why, you know, in my fifth month, instead of signing on for the other second half of my second son, I just decided to get a job on a leaf ore barge. And that's how I left Foxa for the first time. And honestly, even though I've been back to visit my parents, I've never really been back since.
This is a Radio Free Brooklyn broadcast.
Yeah. Do you have anything peppy, like funny, like a funny story?
Funny story.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like the JY, we've been chilling there.
Yeah,
like previously.
For so long.
For so long, I know.
We've just been hanging out in the JY.
It's been true. But the JY is so fun and so funny.
It's kind of appropriate for, like, how the universe works. Like, you intend to go, like, on a massive sky trip of the whole galaxy. And then you just end up kind of, like, hanging out in the JY for, like, a bunch of weeks.
And not minding at all. Because...
what's going on in the JY?
The Space Pirates, man, and there's gangs.
Oh, you guys, right.
The main rival gangs are the Hinky Punks and the Spunkies. Yeah.
This is JY?
Yeah, that's the JY.
Oh, yeah, of course you look, because you have little planetoids. What's this? Oh, the garage.
Plutars.
Yo,
I love Plutars, man. We go there when we need to, like, chill out. But other than that, it's so much of a party, and there's always, like, battles of the bands, between the Spunkies and the Hanky Punks, the Hanky Puffs, and dance battles, and, like, comedy, like, poetry slams. It's just everybody's always fighting. But in the most entertaining, wonderful ways. Man. Just jamming. Telling stories. Crazy places been to, plan to go to. We was in the JY last week. And what was... LA,
had that story about being on the, what was it? It was the go-go train or something, and trying to hit on this fine alien type of some unknown origin.
Yeah.
And it turned out that she actually liked the noodles.